As you know, we're on a sermon series entitled Tuning Up Family Life. So that is our series. We have been wanting to see that everything in society just needs a tune-up from time to time, and how much more so just the family in general. And to hit these topics going into the fall season and church and school getting back into action, and so many great things that are taking place in our society, and especially here at our church. By the way, as you know, today is Grandparents' Day, so happy Grandparents' Day to you who are grandparents. Can we just take a moment and have you just kind of stand and take a curtain call? Let's just do that real quick and just say, aha, I can't believe it. They're a grandparent. They are a grandparent. Beautiful. Thank you. And we're glad that God's touched Sally Miller and she's back in action. Way to go, Sally and Jesus. What a great combo. If you get a chance, grandparents, on the way out, our ushers have a little something to mark the occasion. We're not going to give a big deal to you today, sorry. But if that means that you're probably with us for Father's Day or for Mother's Day somewhere, and if you're our guest here, we want to make sure you come back, and we'll really do it upright. How about it? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, but today, let's take a look, because there are some things that we need to enjoy. And today we're going to take a look at something that's entitled, The Husband Your Wife Needs.
Amen.
So we've been dealing with some topics and all rounded out elements about the family, focusing on family life in all its expressions here at Hope Chapel. So now we're going to have the final 2 weeks. We're going to deal with husbands, and then Ladies' Day next Sunday, The Wife Your Husband Needs. I heard a cute story about this couple that were really being honored at their church fellowship for 60 years of married life. And somebody shouted out, "What is the secret to longevity and success?" And the man stood up and he just says, "You know, I have done just two things. One, I just give my wife respect, and I take her out on trips around the world." Matter of fact, he said, "On our 25th wedding anniversary, I took her to Beijing, China." No, everybody applauded. Somebody said, "Well, where did you take her for the 50th wedding anniversary?" He said, "I went back to pick her up." So guys, let's not do that one. We're gonna go at something a little bit different. So Father, open our hearts. We want to thank you that you are a good parent. But even as a good parent, sometimes you lose children. They go away. Lord, we're here today to hear from you, Heavenly Father. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So how to be the husband your wife needs. Two words. Here it is. Nothing big. Take responsibility. When we take a look at taking responsibility, it just seems like we're in a culture where nobody wants to take responsibility. But if there's ever going to be some change, it's going to require somebody somewhere to take responsibility, or nothing gets better, nothing improves. So for men to become husbands, to become that person that your wife needs, we need to take responsibility in essence. That's really what we're taking a look at. So how does that look? Let's look at our notes. Number one, take responsibility for your role. Men have a role. Both ladies and men have roles, but husbands have specific roles. And there's two very clear roles I want you and I to look at together. Letter A, take responsibility with your spiritual role. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. We're going to throw that up there. We hope you at home are taking notes. We thank God that you're with us today. It says, "For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church." Let's just take a look at that for a moment. When the Bible says the husband's the head of the wife, it does not mean in control of his wife. Does not put her down as somehow he's going to dominate over his wife, or that she's somehow inferior. Matter of fact, the Bible says men, that they are co-equal. They are equal partners. Matter of fact, Let's look at the Bible because we want the Bible to speak to us. There's sometimes demand. You need the whole Bible to get a better perspective on just about anything. The Bible defines the Bible. So if somebody says, man, God's put me in charge of you, babe. No, let's see here. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. And treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. Now, I could go into detail why some men have a lacking prayer life is that they do not really treat their wife with an understanding. It's important that a husband knows how their wives function. We'll deal with that a little bit, but look at the point, is an equal partner. Your wife is an equal partner in your relationship with Jesus. So, gentlemen, I'm hoping that you've got a marriage that's under Christ. I'll tell you, that's important to be able to consider that. And any teaching that does not elevate women to equality is not from the Bible. It's just not in the Bible. You have to be careful about that. Too many churches have used the Bible to control women and not bring them into partnership. Now, that's important to take a look at that. But God did design roles for men and women. God gave men spiritual headship over the family or over them. In other words, that means they're to be the one that initiates that spiritual environment. That's where it begins, right there. Focus on the family is not your wife's responsibility. There are guys out there that give it to the wives to do. Honey, why don't you, things turn out better when you go to the prayer meetings. No, the men are the responsible ones. Your spiritual influence on your family is tremendous. Years ago, they did a study on the influence of men and women, or husbands and wives, or parents going to church. They found that when the mother alone went to church, when the children grew up, only 2% were going to church. When both the husband and the wife, or mother and father, both went to church, that percentage was 74% when the children grew up would be going to church. Now, I don't know what the stats are today. I'm just trying to say it's a big deal for the men to take the leadership role spiritually in the marriage, in the home. It's important. Men, do your kids see you make priority to follow Jesus? That's really it. Do they see? It's like, well, my dad is all about following Jesus. I spotted my dad every now and then. He picks up the Bible and reads it. Does your children actually see you have spiritual conversations? Those are important things that will really evolve. But that's your role, husbands, as leaders, to lead the way spiritually. The spiritual environment in your home is created by both parents, but man, it really takes place with the husband. Let's take a look. Letter B, take responsibility with your loving role. So we're looking at another one. Scripture says you have a loving role, and it's right there in verse 25, Ephesians 5, 25. It says, for husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her, verse 28. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives. Now, man, I am really intimidated by these verses, because I'm not too sure I can really equate my love for my wife the same way Jesus loves you. He sacrificed his life for you. He just loves you so much. His love is immense. He serves you. He serves you. He's willing to not only give of his life, he's willing to go to the cross and die for you. Boy, that's really love. God loves you. If you haven't heard that in a while, man, you are a big deal to him. God is really infatuated. He likes you a lot. Sometimes the word love is overused, but God likes you, and he's shown that. And for me to love my wife that way, it's like, wow, how do you do that? Two ways I found. One is I pray, Lord, how do I love my wife? I need help. And the second thing, I pass that on to you, just ask her, honey, what way would you like me to show I love you? Now, that's important. Why? Because people display love and receive love uniquely. So to just assume I'm showing you love may not be readily acceptable in the eyes of your wives. Now, that's a revelation to some husbands, but it's very important. Start loving her in the way she needs to be loved. It's really pretty amazing to be able to talk about that. And even though it's set in one parameter, somebody else may say, I like it when you love me this way. Boy, that's very helpful. There's been many years my wife would make me kind of guess. It's like, honey, please just tell me. What is the approach I'm to take here today? It's like, man, I want you to figure it out, Paul. I can't. Anyway, so now we communicate much better. It's great. And I hope that helps you guys survive the seasons ahead. Number two, take responsibility for the obstacles. What do you mean obstacles? Well, obstacles, every relationship has obstacles to overcome. Because if you live with anybody, we're imperfect people. So two people getting married, they're imperfect. And it's going to be important to work through the responsibilities, the capabilities to work through issues. That's important. Gentlemen, husbands, that's your responsibility. Don't allow our differences to divide us. I'll do what it takes. I like what Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says. Proverbs 11, verse 2, pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. So it's like, maybe I don't have my act together. I need to check some things out. Look at what chapter 24, Proverbs, verse 3. A house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Now, I like that. Men, how can you make your house or your marriage or family strong? Well, here it is. I'm just going to lay it on out there. You just know me. I just throw it on out there. And ladies, aren't you prevy and privileged to hear guys talk like this? Okay, I know you are. Yeah, sit back, relax. Your turn comes next week. So, letter A, get a clue. Guys, get a clue. I like that. No man, no marriage falls apart overnight. Learn to read your marriage. That's important. Check it out and say, what is actually going on? Most of you can read the situation at work. Oh, yeah, I know how this works. Most of you say, before I hit the water, I'm going to read like the surf. We spend time to read the environment. But it's amazing to me, sometimes guys don't have a clue. They don't spend time to read the environment of their marriage. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 reads this way, those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. So remember, as a spiritual leader of your home, it's your responsibility to know the condition of your marriage spiritually, know the condition of your family. Stop assuming and start asking, who do I ask then? Guess what? Ask your wife. Honey, how are we doing these days? Ooh, that's kind of a hard one. But God put her there for you to be helped. Honey, how are you doing? What is it that we need to do? I hear men say, usually I've heard men say this, I had no idea we had deficiencies in our marriage. I did not know we were that wrong in our approach. It's like, where were you? How could this happen? You have that spiritual leadership role and responsibility. So get a clue. That's all. Just ask. You'll find it. It'll be there. Letter B, get a plan. I like this one. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Well, you know that. Nothing done hastily or shortcuts are rarely good plans when it comes to your marriage. I've heard people say even after arguing, it's like, wow, what did you do? And the guy says to me often, well, you know, she'll cool down or she'll get over it. I have found that is not true. Hello, I won't even bring that letter up, but can you believe that? She'll get over it? She will not. It'll come up eventually, but be careful about that. Get a clue and get a plan going. It amazes me how much time guys will spend trying to learn how to build something or fix something or hunt or fish or surf for something somewhere, and we'll spend hours on YouTube discovering it or reading. Isn't it true? But to come along and read about just things that would help our marriage, it's like putting a person right there in dental surgery for them to read a book or watch a video on marriage with their spouse. Well, anyway, I know that's not this church. Glory to God. Good. Somebody else down the street, but it is worth mentioning, and it's important for us. So good marriages are the results of planning and hard work, not luck. You don't say, boy, I got the luck of the draw with my wife. No way. So hard work's important, but start by reading a book together. I think it would be great. Maybe watch a video together as a couple. Man, there's such good material out there. Just go at studying like you would something else you'd want to repair or work on. Letter C, get some counsel. I like that. I just want to throw that out there. Proverbs 26:16 says this, lazy people consider themselves smarter than seven wise counselors. Now, whenever I read Proverbs, don't you ever read something like, I know this guy. I know this guy. And he's related to me anyway, but it's important. We need to have relationships with other men who share the same values. I'm telling you, we had a great men's breakfast yesterday. 28 of us going for it. It was perfect. It's wonderful to be in this room and hear what the guys had to say. So smart. Keeps us on track like clockwork. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, men's retreat, October 20th, 22nd. You've got to sign up, and it's happening today. You've seen it. You heard about it. If you've never been among 450 men praising Jesus from all kinds of dredges, it's just so exquisite. But we learn from each other. You've got to be there. To say, I don't need them, is to say they don't need me. That's not good, and that's not smart. We already know that isolation is a real destructive pattern. Be careful about that. Watch out. Get some counsel. Very important. Number three, as we move along, take responsibility for your weaknesses. Thank you, guys. Remember, we're talking about two words, take responsibility for your weaknesses. We all have growth areas. I like that. But we also have weaknesses and shortcomings. So the real change begins when we start to look at the mirror. And I like the fact, letter A, admit your own weaknesses first. Remember, that's part of welcoming to the leadership, spiritual leadership. You lead. You lead. Jesus said this in Matthew 7, 4 through 5. How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First get rid of the log in your own eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So it's easy to say to yourself, yeah, she's got some stuff she needs to work on. And that could be true, but see, God expects you to set the example as spiritual leadership. Set the example. So important, men. If you see something going on, then you show that wonderful wife of yours how it's done. Does not excuse your wife from working on her stuff, but it's important to deal with it. Simply means you get to lead by example. And so admit your faults to yourself. That's important. Oh, I know I have that. Pretty cool when guys do that, but it kind of stops there. Admit your faults. Then go to God and say, Lord, I admit my fault to you. And ask him to forgive you. And then you move on to your wife and ask her to forgive you too. Yourself, to God, and to your wife. So we have a culture of blaming people. And that, boy, that's tough. I find it, especially with guys, it's so hard sometimes because we blame everything on everyone else, but we need to stop that, because then if we stop blaming others, then we start to see change in guys. It's amazing. It's like, I can only take blaming others for so long, because it's time I start to develop. Letter B, change yourself first. That's what verse 5 says. First, get rid of the log in your own eye. So in other words, that men, that's our wives need to see real change. That's all we're saying. Ooh, it's so good when we take a look at that. Take care of those things. Learn to watch out over those areas. What is important? Letter C, be consistent first. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you something about consistency. It's so essential to develop trust and credibility with your marriage. Be consistent. And we're not talking perfect. That's not going to happen. Get back up and be consistent with that change. How many wives have said to me over the years, yeah, he says he's going to change, but he never follows through with it. And it's painful. Oh, it just pains me to see that and hear that. And so when we consider those things, I've made some changes in my own life back in 2004 that are still bearing good results today, and I'm grateful for that. So certain changes really do help and influence. Number four, take responsibility for your future. You currently have the marriage you created. That's what I've told one guy the other day. You know what? That's on you, because the decisions you made, the choices you make, do influence the setting of your marriage today. So when we take a look, take responsibility for your future. If you want a different future, I do. I want to improve. I don't want to be the same guy I am today that I might improve 5 years from now. I'd like to change. So when we take a look at that, I love Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We'll add this, and we'll knock out the last three points. Jeremiah 29, 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." So letter A, stop settling for less. Stop settling for less. Oh, it sure be good to say, man, there's some good things coming. As a son or daughter of God, to think that God doesn't love me enough to give me some of the best things moving forward, be careful about that. Watch out. Watch out. I think that breaks Almighty God's heart when you feel like he's like welching on a deal or he's skimping on you. He loves you. He can't wait to bestow some good things on, and he hopes you see it and recognize it and thank him. So it's important you get a chance. Stop settling for less as followers of Jesus. Letter B, stop looking for the easy button. And I'm all about easy. I like simple and easy. But you know, it's interesting. Just because God promises you and me good, and he does, all things work out for good, does not mean the path you're going to be on will be easy and smooth. Be careful about that. It's like, this can't be God's way. Yes, it is. He's promised you good. You watch out. Be careful about that. Work hard to stay connected. Work hard to be loving. Work hard to communicate, to have depth on your relationship. Be careful about that. Go for it. Letter C, start the process today. Yeah, start the process today. How great would that be to start something? The best day to begin a change in your life is today. The best day to decide for a better marriage is right now. Right now. To be the husband your wife needs. Your wife needs that kind of husband. How do you go about doing it? Let me just throw it out there. Give yourself to God. We're talking biblical principles. People that are not into Jesus, you know, this means nothing to them. And it breaks my heart, because there's just some people struggle so, and they don't have to. They don't have to. God has such a pleasant way of things to help us. Give your life to Jesus, and even give your life to him now. Let that be the first step. And then give your marriage to God. Put your marriage under His Lordship. Some of our marriages have been pulled out of His Lordship. We got married in church. We got married with blessings and prayer. And then we just, there's very little prayer, very little under God. Get it back in there. And then third, do this every day. Depend on God to change you and to change your marriage. Depend on God every day. Lord, help me. Remember how much God loves you. He really does. Oh, I'm telling you, I want people to experience true love. And it really happens when you realize how much God loves you. So grateful for our men. It's really been a lot of fun to be able to see transformed lives. And ladies, again, what an honor. Thank you for sitting through this little mano-a-mano lectureship series. You were just privileged to sit in on that. So you're welcome. Don't worry about it. Next Sunday's coming, and it's going to... Then the roles will be reversed. But I want to thank God for you. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet, shall we? And Father, we want to thank you before we sing, before we do anything. Lord, we do know this, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variation or shadow of turning, James 1 says. You are consistent. You are persistent. You brought us here, and it wasn't an accident. We're here today or listening now. And therefore, Lord, you're trying to woo us into a good path. And Lord, it's not just for us, but we all influence people. So Lord, oh Lord, would you move us to the point that enriches other people's lives and brings especially health and wholeness to the marriages that are listening to my prayer for them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.